I'd like to call order the Town of Brule Committee meeting for June the 3rd, 2019. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle. Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. All right. In your package, we got the minutes from our meeting on May 13, 2019. So if you have any changes or additions or subtractions, let us know. We'll have that ready for our meeting next month, probably next week. Committee reports, Public Works Committee, Public Works update from May. Total rainfall, the town had 4 rain events for 11.6 inches. We had 8 inches recorded in one weekend. At our last meeting, we discussed the drainage problems that we had, and hopefully we'll continue to work on those. We had several skate alarms at our lift stations, mainly due to the high levels during that rain event. Chlorine treatment at the sewer pond was interrupted due to a cracked pipe that was repaired. Zero out-of-compliance tests on our sewer treatment. We had a pre-construction meeting. I wasn't here, but Shane told me it went well on the street overlay. I think we're going to start this week, tomorrow, so we'll get that rolling.
Start doing patching, I don't know where, I assume.
Ori, yeah. I think that's the only one we have patching, if I remember right. That's what I meant, not Ori, Orleans Quarters. Jet lag, man, I'm sorry.
The east section of Orleans Quarters, right?
Yeah, yeah. The one all the way down. So that's good news. No personnel incidents to report from Maintenance Department. Robert and John attended a street repair class at Louisiana Technical Assistance Program. New street signs for all streets crossing Grin Street have been ordered, so we're going to get those street signs on that side. The public roadside debris pickup will be the week of June the 10th, and our extra pickup will be on June the 28th.
Pick up on
This past Friday?
They bring leaves and bring
That was the last, all right.
I'm around.
All right, so that was our extra pickup? All right. Is it still out there?
It was this morning, I didn't know something.
We'll get on and make a phone call. We get your street a lot, huh? I don't know why. They pick on you, Ms. Bourgeois. All right, anybody else have anything on the Public Works? Anybody else? All right, we'll move to planning and zoning. Planning and zoning minutes from May 22nd, 2019. Looks like they had a somewhat busy meeting for planning and zoning. They're in our package, if y'all see anything in there that looks different, let us know. Next is discuss rezoning request for 731 East Main Street from C1 to C2. You want to just come up real quick and say a couple things about what you're looking to do?
How's everybody doing this evening?
Good.
Good, okay. Basically, what we're doing is just a small automotive repair shop.
Michael, excuse me, say your name.
Yeah, just name.
Say your name.
Just your name, yeah.
Yeah, for the record.
Name's Mike Touye, apologize. I'm going to start a little small automotive repair shop. After the town licensing and everything is complete, if that goes through, I'm also looking to get the state licensing to do vehicle inspections. So we have a local motor vehicle inspections, other than just the one we have here in Addis. Other than that, it'll be minor repair work, brakes, coolant leaks, AC jobs. I know it's getting hot, people need their ACs, brake jobs, oil changes, things like that.
Okay, any questions for him? Questions from the council? I said 731 East Main, it was roll call, motion passed unanimously in the planning and zoning, so we will vote on that on Monday night.
Okay.
All right. We'll move up to the next item on the planning and zoning, discuss variance request for Don Email, 304 Gleason Street, non-compliant section 19.6, servitude encroachment to place an RV cover across drainage servitude. Yeah, you want to come just explain real quick what you want done?
Good evening. My name is Donna Emel, and I live on Gleason Street, and my request is to have an RV cover installed over a limestone area where I parked the RV and one vehicle. So right now, it sits on the culvert for the sewer, and so I need the variance for that.
The drainage is behind your house?
The drainage is behind the house, and it would not interfere with the drain, the manhole cover, but it will be on the culvert. So, I'm sorry, you had something?
No, I'll get to it.
So, it would be considered temporary because it's going to be in the ground, anchored into the ground, but it could be easily moved in the event that the town needed to come in and work.
Okay. That's a...
So you're going to leave limestone there?
Yes, sir.
That's a drainage servitude, or is it sewer back there?
Yes.
It's just drainage, right?
Yes.
And for the record, Ms. Email 10 years ago applied for and got a servitude variance already to put a fence there.
Correct.
Right.
That was after the drain was installed.
It's one of the temporary RV where they could slide it up to do what they could slide it back.
So it's anchored into the ground.
To keep it from blowing away.
Correct, yes. Okay?
Okay, and that was approved at the Planning and Zoning Committee on Wednesday also. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll move on to number four. Discuss re-subdivision tract A into tracts A-1 and A-2 located on Section 55, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeastern Land District, west of the Mississippi River, for Dane and Bonnie DeArmond. Want to come up and just mention what you want to do?
Sure. Dane DeArmond, 501 North LeBeau. That's where Bonnie and I live. And we have a piece of property on the back part of our homestead area that we have that we had rezoned back December of 2015. And so we decided to order to make it maybe more sellable. We wanted to include the metal building that we have that is adjoining that piece that we did in 2015. So we had it rezoned. And
I don't think rezoned.
No, yeah, you just subdivided.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My mind is still with subdivision things, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, we just
exactly right. I appreciate it, Tom. And so that's what we had done there. And I'll go ahead and mention item five, if I may, because that has to do with a variance. Because what happens is that where the building is, the building is going to have a 2.5 foot distance on the property that it's now rezoned in, and then it would be 2.5 feet away from Bonnie and I's property line where our home sits. So that's what that aspect of it
right.
is about.
So you're just cutting this piece and adding the shop to that piece of property.
You're flipping that little piece back into that lot.
Right.
Making a straight line.
Yeah, because y'all remember.
Yeah, we did it before.
Making the air go a different
years
way.
Years ago.
And the shed into the lot.
They requested and got a variance.
Because of the lot.
To go from what was originally a rectangular lot to narrow it
in the back.
And so now they're just flipping the shed from their original homestead lot to the lot that was created 4 years ago.
Yep. Exactly right.
And he's just running your private line as close.
Yeah.
And the new resulting lot is larger and meets the requirements of the width of the lot better than
It meets it better. The only thing is
the shed's too close to the property line. So and it's his property line.
But there's no building on the original homestead lot.
Right.
Because, the side setback is to prevent fire, but there's nothing there that's going to cause any fire damage.
Correct. And although it is close, the water flows north and south, so it will not flow to the...
I mean, he's not building anything new there. He's just swapping that.
Correct.
What property the shed goes with.
Yep. So, that shouldn't be a problem, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. And that again, was voted on in Planning Commission, and they came out unanimously on that one. Any other questions on that? All right, we'll move forward. Thank you. Finance Committee, we got bills in your packages. If you have anything, any questions on those bills, let us know. I think they all look pretty standard. Discuss upcoming budget adjustments in your package. We have the budget adjustments that we're looking at doing as of right now. This could change possibly by next Monday. If you look, sales tax is going to come in a little bit low, so we're going to have to adjust sales tax. Interest income's coming in higher, so we're going to adjust our income on interest. We received the grant from Dow for our bicycles. Not yet. Some kind of special tool that the bikes should be coming any minute. So, that will be offset by us spending the money for the bikes, which we already have. So, if you look a little bit further down, you'll see the expenditure down there for $23,000. The police department, they didn't buy a car this year, so we're going to adjust that expense by $28,000. We didn't get the sidewalks done, Mr. Don, and I'm going to try to get those done next year, so we're going to adjust that by $40,000. And then under capital expenses, the cameras are only going to cost us, what we figure, $40,000 or $50,000. So under capital expenses, we didn't do levy top lighting, so we're going to adjust that by $33,000. So the total will be $89,525. So we got to be within the 5%. This could change a little bit once we get our last numbers up for next Monday. We could see a little bit of difference in this, but that's kind of what we're looking at right now. Any other questions on that? Right. Next, you see the sewer budget adjustments. We got a few things we have to adjust on that. The LGAP grant we received, so we received only $19,400 on that, so we have to adjust that. We were under on our repairs and maintenance, so we're going to adjust that on sewers. Any other questions? All right, so next up is discuss our 2019-20 budget. Nothing's really changed from what we kind of submitted last time, except for a couple things. Police retirement's going to be a little bit different, right, Blaine? Have we changed on it from last time?
Minor.
But it's a minor change. We're projecting to do 1.6 in sales tax. We're projecting a little bit higher interest, since we had the interest this year. Everything else seems to be the same. Under expenditures, you can go through expenditures and see what we're looking at. As it stands now, we have $100,000 for street overlays. We've been talking about the piece of property that we bought on the River Road. I've been, I'm one-on-one talking to council members. We don't have any money in there to improve that piece of property. We had talked a little bit about dipping in our savings account and maybe doing some work on that piece of property to make our park, try to take that street over and take that little corner.
It's time to move on that.
Yep.
I guess I don't know if it goes to special projects, miscellaneous special projects,
yeah.
But I'd like to put $250,000 in savings.
I think that's a good thing. We discussed putting that money up and getting the park rolling. We got the bikes coming. We got a lot of people on the levy, and I foresee that happening. What we could do, as I talked to a couple of members, maybe we could get a committee together to discuss the plan. Maybe include Landmark, Governmental Affairs. Maybe someone from outside the town council. So Ms. Shane, if we had talked earlier, Public Works, maybe you guys can get on a committee. We'll put a little committee of about six people together and try to come up with a plan to spend that money on that area. So if you guys are willing to do that, we can add that to the budget and we'll have it ready for next week whenever we vote on it.
I can only speak.
Make a start.
Yeah. Just to touch base on the grant, I asked Michael Domain why we didn't receive the grant for that property, and he blamed it on the crossing at the River Road. They didn't like the idea we'd cross the River Road right there. So I don't know if that's why it was declined or not. He suggested we resubmit. We can still resubmit and go on with our project and maybe get $100,000 to do more. But the problem is we won't know until next March.
Build it
and
resubmit.
We could do something again and resubmit and add to it. So we'll try to get that resubmitted. The problem is they need it by July 1st. I don't know if we'll have time to do it. So I think this is probably the best way to get it rolling, get it started, and we can go use what we spend there as match money to go for a grant later and improve
it. We've had some local industry businesses we've talked about possibly interested in helping us.
Yeah.
We can bring them in and sit down and talk.
Absolutely. If anybody knows of anybody that might be interested in that, business-wise, that may want to help, we'd be more than happy to take that. But I think it's a good thing for the town. I see people use, they're parking there already. We're using it already, and I think it's just going to enhance our whole levy top project.
Right.
So we'll add that to the budget for next week. And then if you guys have any other questions on what we have, we can move on from there. So, Blaine, you got that written down?
On the capital?
I'm not sure. I guess we'll figure it out. We'll put it somewhere. Maybe capital expenditures, something like that. Special projects might be the way to go.
Yeah,
that might be a special project.
We got Tree City Reception's Black Book Project, keeping that right. Beautiful sidewalk program and special projects.
Yeah. So we could probably let's put in special projects.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
If we can get that approved, I'll jump on getting a committee put together, kind of a steering committee, and we'll get rolling on that right away, starting in July.
Yeah.
Great, thanks. Any comments from anybody on that? No? All right. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, anybody? Police committee, Jonathan, anything? Governmental affairs? Quiet night. Other matters on everything. Mayor's report, man, I had something I wanted to bring up. House Bill 578 for the 415 connector made it through the Senate. I think they added some kind of amendment on it, so it has to go back to the House for a final vote. Yeah, imagine that. And they just slap it around. So hopefully it'll get through the House again. And if it gets through the House, Rick Ward told me today he thinks the governor's going to sign it. So let's hope.
And we got to live another 7 or 8 years to see.
Well, I think I read today one of the amendments on it was pushing the years back from 2020 to 2021 to start the funding. I don't know if that delays the project or not. Don't quote me on that. But
they're not going to build it if they don't get paid.
So yeah. I don't know how that works, but I know they're going to get that money from the oil disaster, which I think is a good thing. It doesn't cost any taxpayer money, and we'll move on from that.
Have they received the oil spill money yet, or are they still trying to get it?
It's settled.
It's sitting there.
Yeah, it's been settled. I don't know if – I think it's going to some nursing home kind of funding thing and some other traffic stuff, and this is going to divert it for 5 years to our other traffic. And the traffic piece will be us and the toll bridge down at Puthoff. So, Ms. Bourgeois, I'd like to thank you for taking care of business while I was gone. Appreciate that. I was in Italy, just for anybody who didn't know. I had a good time. Remarks of personal privilege? Anybody? Yes, sir, Mr. Arlen.
What's the problem with garbage pickup? No collection today.
You didn't get picked up today?
Nope. All of Main Street garbage cans are still out there.
Hmm.
Lee Drive also and the service road.
I
passed this morning before I left work.
Yeah, I don't know why they miss streets. I don't have any rhyme or reason to answer your question. I've asked 1,000 times. That's not the answer you want to hear, I know. I'll make a phone call in the morning and let you know something as soon as I hear. I know we talked about Republic on the news. I think Blaine and I talked today. They had a huge issue in Baton Rouge. So Republic is having some issues. Fish, do you know when their contract's up?
I think it's like
next month?
Picked up.
It's this year though, right?
Oh yeah. We will be looking at that very hard.
Yeah.
Question is anybody else gonna bid?
There you go.
Yeah.
So I don't know the answer to your question, Mr. Arlen, but I'm glad you told me that, because Ms. Joanne said they missed Friday back here for trash brush and stuff. I didn't know about garbage, but I'll check on it and try to let you know something.
They picked up partially.
Yeah, some people got picked up. I don't understand how you just, they just, these drivers have been around for a long time, they should know the streets.
Their arms, their automatic stuff ain't working on all trucks.
No.
I think that, I'm not making an excuse for them, but in my, I'm guessing that that's probably slowing them down.
Is that the reason there's hydraulic all over the road?
Yeah, sometimes they're in trash.
That's so they can remember where they gotta go.
We have a pretty good relationship with them. If you don't mind, we'll call. I mean, if the parish doesn't mind, I mean, if I need to go through Jason, I can, but...
Not both.
If you want me to do it, let me know. If y'all wanna do it, that's...
Yeah, we'll take care of it. Shane and Josh and I are pretty...
I would rather y'all call, because that's the correct time.
We talk a lot, because they miss a lot of garbage, and we're always following up with those guys, so... I can email Josh right after the meeting. He normally emails me right back. I'll email him when we're done, and I'll let everybody know kind of where we stand on it.
Plus, they have that extra contract with us.
Yeah, we can invite... Yeah, we do. I mean, that works well for us. I'm not...
They look these people in the face and give them the same BS they give you.
They give it to me, man.
Change.
Yeah, we have remarks of personal privilege. I'm done with the mayor's report, so yeah, that'll be great.
Well, to let y'all know that tomorrow morning, I'm gonna push the bid back 1 week from the 6th to the 13th on the water pipeline project. Minor mistake or overlooking the bid. Water well, we've got directions to go, but 30 minutes ago, I received a letter from the contractor asking for some more money, so look. Barrett doesn't know that, so I gotta find out why they want the one, but I'll deal with that. But both projects are moving forward. So you're looking at open bids on the 13th. I think I've heard the discussion that'll present those bids to the council on the 13th. Things are in order. Could have a contractor working on that water pipeline in 60 days. 30 would be unrealistic, 60 might be. In other words, contract, you start doing the paperwork, you've got to put things on order, just on order material.
Right, so water quality's all there in the well?
Water quality was great on two...
How about volume?
That's there too. Sand worked out, I can get it.
Good.
I'm gonna play with a number about 1,200 gallons a minute, we're looking for 1,000. I think I can push 1,200 out of it. That's where we're going.
Good, that's fantastic news.
Scott, the other two things I had is, I missed my chicken flipping buddy yesterday, so glad you're back.
I tried, man.
I'm sure.
Jet lag had me going.
And last thing for our parish council meeting, the first one in June, we'll have a big hoo-ha-ha, I guess, on parish president term limit. So if anybody in here, anybody has an opinion, I'd be glad to listen to it. You can either talk to me after the meeting or call me or let me know your opinion. I'm trying to get as much input from the public as I can, and we're going to discuss it two Thursdays from this district. So
that's a thing to do.
That'll be a full house, I'm sure. Okay, anybody else? Mr. Arlen, we'll get back to you on garbage as much as quick as we can. Anybody else have anything? Remarks of personal privilege?
Maybe you can get Shane to check and see if they work on other streets too.
Yeah, he was out today. Shane, he was out this afternoon, so. Yeah. All right, announcements. Hurricane preparedness meeting is on Wednesday, June the 13th at 12 o'clock. Landmark plaque ceremony, Sunday, June 23rd at 3:30. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.